Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a insanely busy Wednesday. I think when we have the Monday Night Football, it sort of compacts everything. We have the big Flyer stories, Sixers win, all of the Eagles stuff on top of it. Even a bunch of Phillies news, which we'll get to later as well. Joining us now to talk about the Eagles, as he does every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's up, Baldy?
Hey, Spike, not too much here. Just digesting all of week 10 and looking ahead to week 11 here. So, same spot, different week. That's all.
Big win for the Eagles. And I think the biggest highlight for us as Eagles fans was seeing Jalen Phillips' performance in his first game as an Eagle, which was really outstanding. When you rewatched it, when you saw it, what did you see from Jalen Phillips?
Well, I mean, he was the best defensive player on the field, either team. He's got an incredible presence, and it's everything. It's his ability. It's just his size and the way that he's constructed and what he looks like at left end. It's the way that Vic used him. It's the way that he played the run. Mm-hmm. The way that he collapsed pockets in the passing game. He just had an enormous presence out there, unlike almost anybody they've had in a long time. I mean, more than Josh Sweat or anybody else that's been there. And to see Nolan on the other side and, to see some of the packages that, Vic kind of created, with all the new personnel, whether it's Nakobe Dean starting or, the different looks that they had. I mean, he was a big reason why that defense played so great.
Yeah, we see him Monday night, Baldy, and obviously all of us get excited about that. And you know how we are. This is what we're going to expect just about every week. We know that's not realistic, but it doesn't mean people won't expect that. So I ask you, you think he has that ability to sort of just be a difference maker week in and week out? Like, the Eagles are going to need somebody to be that guy, that anchor guy on the outside. You think he has the ability to do that?
Well, I mean, he's going to go see Penei Sewell on Sunday night. He's as good as anybody out there.
Yep.
And so that's a good test just to see how he does against an elite player like that. Zach Tomlin, Green Bay, is a good player. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he looks at, Penei Sewell's in an unbeatable. I mean, he's got skills. I mean, his long arm is, his ability to dip and rip and bend. He's always been able to bend. He plays really hard. He makes everybody better. Everybody, whatever the cornerback number two on the left side is, he's going to make him better. When he starts, the thing I'm excited about, Ike, is Jalen Carter looks like Jalen Carter right now. Mm. He's really moving better. He's in better condition. He looks like he's having fun. I want to see some of the stunts that they can begin to run, to really kind of figure out different ways to get to the quarterback along with Nolan. Like, that can be a really elite defense line. They've got the depth there now with BG and everybody healthy. And so he's going to be a big part of whatever success they have going forward. In whatever game it is, as long as he's healthy, he's going to affect how they play defense right now.
Yeah. I want to tie that front seven in together, Baldy, with Jalen Phillips, Jalen Carter, and then Nakobe Dean being in that middle. Just talk about how much of a difference he's made over the last three games being out there with this Eagles run defense and sort of how they've gotten back to playing physical football like we saw last year.
Well, he's a violent player, you know, and, you know, his blitz on Jordan Love is what got the ball out of his hands and Jalen Phillips recovered it. But they were in scoring position when Vic sent him. And he, Josh Jacobs is a hell of a back. And he's as good in blitz pickup as anybody and ran right over him. Like, he just blasted him. And I hadn't actually seen a linebacker beat Josh like that before. I usually compliment him on his blitz pickup. But Nakobe blasted him. He has the ability just to, you know, really strike people. And it's the reason why he started. And it's not a knock on Jihad. Vic figured out a way to play all three of them, Zach Bond and Nakobe and Jihad. They played packages where we're all in the field together. But I feel like Nakobe Dean brings a physical presence that even Zach Bond makes a ton of tackles. Like, not many guys can splatter people like Nakobe can. It's just like a separate skill. And so I could get as many violent players on the field as you possibly can at one time.
It seems like, Baldy, that it's kind of left them trying to find the right place for Jihad Campbell with Nakobe coming back and playing as well as he has. You know, his snaps have been cut. You know, we even looking forward, if they re-sign Nakobe, even trying to think about where Jihad Campbell is, how do we have to think about him for the rest of the season and maybe even moving forward, given that his natural position is more similar to what Zach Bond does?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a juggling act for sure. He still played almost as many snaps as Nakobe. Some of them were outside where he doesn't really have the same effectiveness when he's playing in that, almost an outside linebacker role, although he seems to adjust to it just fine. We just haven't seen many pass rushes from him, and that's kind of what I thought we might see more of. But, you know, I think this, Spike, I feel like give me violent players and speed on defense, and they can cover for any mistake. And any alleys that open up, any sort of misdirection that you're going to see in a playoffs from Seattle or the Rams or Detroit, like that, those misdirection plays can get a lot of teams out of position to give up big plays as a result. Give me guys with great speed like Jihad has. They're going to have a role. They're going to limit the number of explosive plays. And so you're right. There is a juggling act to it. I feel like Vic is okay with it. I don't think he's sitting there going, well, I got to, you know, this guy's got this many snaps. I got to get this guy. I got to put him on the field for this. I think that, you know, the formations and the teams that they're playing are going to dictate the positions that guys play, because Jihad played off the ball inside linebacker as well last week next to Zach. But I feel like just give me as many good football players as you can, and Vic will figure out a way to share the snaps.
So, Baldy, there was another acquisition, you know, not Michael Carter, talking about Jaire Alexander, that, you know, it was weird that he didn't travel, we thought, with the team. And then we got the announcement yesterday that he was stepping away for a time. Do you know anything about that? Did that surprise you at all? It was just sort of a, seemed like kind of a stunner.
Yeah, it stunned me. I didn't know. I didn't know anything about it. But, you know, when guys want to step away from the game, do they want to play the game? That's the first. That's my initial inclination. Do you want to play the game? You know, you got a chance to come to a Super Bowl winning team and a team that really wants to get back to another Super Bowl. And there is a path to do that. And to say that you want to step away, I just feel like whatever his issues are off the field, whether it's just health or mental health, whatever it might be, I don't know. Because I don't know Jaire that well. But you would think that going back to Green Bay where it all started, like, you would have think that that would be like the best timing possible,
right,
to come join the Eagles in a bye week and to get ready to go back and play Green Bay. Like nothing would probably motivate a player that was kind of let go for the most part and allowed to go play in free agency. And, you know, teams give up on them. You want to go show them that they made a mistake. So none of it really adds up to me, except that I would just ask the question, how bad do you really want to play?
Brian Baldinger with us. Reminder, Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So we had sort of a, you know, against the Giants, an explosion from the running game. Even we saw some signs of it against the Vikings. And then it felt like a bit of a step back on Monday night against the Packers. Is that something the Packers did? Like, what did you see it from an offensive perspective from the Eagles and their inability to get the running game really going again?
Well, they lost Lane for a while in that game, and Fred went in there, and Fred's a good player. He played well, but they lost sort of the jumbo package that they liked with Fred. That was one thing. Then they had a hard time with Evan Williams. It's sort of an unblocked safety, and he blew up a couple of plays. He had negative plays. And, you know, sometimes you got to figure out a way to handle that eighth guy or that extra guy. Mm-hmm. And he fit, like, and that's Jeff Heffley, the defense coordinator. He's really talented. And so I thought they had a hard time doing that. And then when they did have a good running play, I mean, I saw Saquon had a 15-yard run, you know, early in the game. They got the second-level block. If you don't block Edger and Cooper and Quay, you know, they're going to make the tackles. And that's just not just them. That's a good defense. You've got to hit the second-level block. And I thought they had a hard time getting to the second level for whatever reason, because they covered up the inside. I thought they got decent movement at times. They just didn't get the number of alleys and the big plays that we saw, you know, obviously against the Giants, they got the 65-yarder, and that kind of opened things up. But I just didn't think they handled the extra guy real well in the run game.
Yeah, when Jordan Mailata, we've sort of made a joke about it when we do his show here every week, is when he's saying we're one block away, I get the sense from what he says and what you say that it is that second-level block that they're not getting, that gave Saquon that ability to have those huge explosive plays last year that they're not getting this year.
Well, you know, there's an old formula for all of that, honestly, Ike, and that is if you want to get those safeties from being nosy, then you got to throw the ball down the field, and you got to get them thinking deep ball first, you know, and make them, you know, because if they feel like you're not going to attack them down the field, they're going to be nosy as hell, and they'll be all around it. And that guy Evan Williams and Xavier McKinney, those guys are really good at it, you know, and they kind of know where the play is going, and they know where the gap is, and they hit it, and you know, it's every good defense is a gap defense, and they know exactly where to go, and so. That's one thing, is you could throw the ball a lot better, and you could get them back where they belong, like 12 yards off the ball, back at, you know, some, you know, tandem safety position.
Baldy, Sunday is going to be a heavyweight fight. I even like the undercard at 4 o'clock, I believe. I think the Rams play Seattle at 4 o'clock Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the main event is going to be the Eagles in Detroit, man. How excited are you to see these two teams matchup Sunday night? Could be a preview of the NFC Championship game.
Well, it could be. It could be. I think just watching Detroit just take Washington apart. Mm. I mean, just abuse them. They put up 40. They could have put up 60, honestly. They had no answer for Jameson Williams. They had no answer for Jahmyr Gibbs. Amon-Ra St. Brown caught a pass anytime he wanted to catch a pass. Like, they've got real weapons, and the offense line played really well. And Jared Goff is generally, when he's protected, he's not turning the ball over. So how do they affect Jared Goff? Because if you don't get to him, he's going to attack you. And they've got home run hitters everywhere. So it's a great test for this defense. Great test. You know, we're all, you know, I'm here blowing up, you know, Jalen Phillips and Jalen Carter, and that's all great. But, you know, this is a top three offense in the league. And if you don't get to Jared Goff and affect him, any one of those guys I just mentioned can beat you over and over and over again. James Williams come off the best game he's played all year, and they really got him involved. And what they did was they really isolated him against bad corners, and he went to work on him. You know, he went by him. He ran a 20-yard comeback and got 6 yards of separation on a corner. So I'm sure that they've got a Dory in their, you know, periscope, and they're going to go after him. With a number of guys that, you know, I think that can, you know, get by him, or, you know, where he's going to struggle with them. So I'm anxious to see how they kind of protect that position in this game.
Baldy, I'm going to keep asking you this every week. Do you think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC currently?
I don't. No, I don't. Because I don't think their offense can match what the Rams or Seattle are doing.
Wow.
Now, I say that, but yet I know when Matt Stafford is on his back, they're not very good, And I know when Sam Darnold's under pressure, he's going to give you one or two for sure. And you can, you know, and that's what they did to Arizona. The score was 35-0, you know, before they finished their first bag of popcorn on Sunday. So, you know, they can explode on you, both those teams. And we'll see what Detroit looks like. But I feel like the offense has to really, you know, they got to be better than what they are. And they're very inconsistent right now. And to put up 10 points, even on Green Bay, I thought that was disappointing. So I think their offense has to improve and be consistently better right now, Spike, for them to be in that category of the Rams or Seattle, because that those offenses show up every week.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Baldy, look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you as always.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, likewise, guys. Talk to you.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at those top four teams in the NFC, the thing that separates them, and it's why people will not have the Eagles at the top, is the inconsistency on the offensive side of the ball.
For sure.
Yeah, because the Detroit, the Rams, and Seattle, you pretty much know what offense you're getting every week.
It feels like every time you look at their scores, they're at 30 points.
They're always in the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Eagles currently are at offensively are at 24 points a game. Now, going into the Green Bay game, what's interesting is last year, with the games with Jalen, they're averaging, I think, 26.7 offensive points per game. Mm-hmm. Going into the Green Bay game, they're at 26.
Yeah.
You know, so, but they're down to 24 now.
Could get the 10-pointer in.
Yeah.
Detroit's defense isn't necessarily great. Aiden Hutchinson to get after you. The front seven to get after you a little bit, but
yeah,
the secondary, you can make some plays in that on that secondary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Abdul in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Abdul?
Good afternoon, fellas.
What up, Abdul?
I just got a few things to say about the A.J. Brown situation. A few questions to ask, first of all. You can answer if you want to, or you can answer after I'm done. One, where did he come from in college, and did he win? Two,
where did he play? Ole Miss?
Where was he? And was he winning? He was nothing before he got here. He'll be nothing after he leaves. We drag his baggage to the finish line, get him his second ring in an off season, kiss him goodbye. There's no need. As long as the team is winning, we're winning. Nobody else is complaining like him, and I understand it. He is a top wide receiver in the league. He do his thing, and I give him all his props. But the whine and the crying and all of the BS is the TikToks and all of those things that he doing is irrelevant to the game of football. The worst thing I think about today's game of football, and Ike Mike could account for this, is that the internet and all of that messes up the game, because locker room was locker room when Ike played.
Oh, man. Everything stayed in the locker room.
It's always social media.
Yeah.
In the discussion.
Abdul, the interesting thing about what you said is, and I think the interesting thing listening to fans talk about this situation throughout the AJ thing, from the beginning of it, you know, year and a half ago or whatever, or even when he didn't talk to the media for a few weeks.
I think it kind of started towards the, Fritz, what'd you say?
End of 23.
End of 23, right? That's kind of where it started.
End of 23.
Well, it started in week two, the Vikings game.
Oh, the Vikings game, you're right.
Well, they had the first public, like, spat thing.
Yeah.
And then the AJ didn't go on the plane to
Tampa. So the interesting thing is where fans have gone on it, because people love AJ and want to love AJ. So the beginning of this, even the beginning of this year, the stance was usually you're making too big a deal out of it, meaning us or fans or whatever, that it's not that big a deal. We got to get him the ball, so on and so forth. And I think most of that was because people want to love AJ and love AJ, but they have gotten to a point, I think, after winning a Super Bowl and then now being 7-2 and it's still happening. And by the way, it also happens after games where he does perform. I think fans, Abdul, are at the point where they're like, oh, we can't even stand up for it anymore. And the number of people who are saying, well, he has a point, he has a point, he has a point. Even if he does have a point, I think we're all on the same page where, yeah, you should get the ball more, but also this is this sort of stuff isn't what, not only not what we want, it's what the, there's no way the team wants it. Whether it bothers them or not is a different story, but they don't want it. And I just think it's interesting to see that everyone has come so far in their talking
about it. I think because it's still going on.
Because it's still happening.
Yeah, because it's still happening.
I get what everybody's saying, and I understand where he comes from, that he wants the ball.
Yep.
Everybody wants the ball. He's on one of the most loaded offenses in the NFL, to be honest. And some things that he does are lazy and sluggish. Like at the end, that on that fourth down play where they say that him and Jalen called their little thing, he could have hot pointed that ball. He could have attempted to move in towards the defender to make the ref pull his laundry out his pocket. There are things that he does that are lackluster as a top five wide receiver. I watch a lot of the games over and over again because I have an addiction to watching Jalen, and I have an addiction to watching Jalen that people say he don't see. He sees, and I agree with him, to be honest. If I'm not a gunslinger quarterback, then I'm not putting the ball in harm's way. If you open, you open. But if I put the ball in a spot and you don't high point it the way you should, why should I do it again? Case in point, Schmitty down the middle, high point the ball over the defender. He literally forced a play. Either you go get it or the ref's going to have to call something because you're touching on me too much. Simple.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. All right, Abdul. Yep. Good call, man. Yep. I appreciate it. Yeah, people don't want to hear about that. People want to – when I said at the beginning of the show, we don't want to – like, if you give us a choice to talk about to have this happen or not have it happen, we would choose not have it happen so we don't have to talk about it. When the team is winning, people want good vibes. They want to be happy.
Yep.
And it makes it hard – you almost have to put blinders on to have this normal look. We can bitch about them scoring only 10 points or the fourth down, you know, decision to punt it or go for it. That's normal football.
That's normal.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's normal stuff.
It makes it hard to just enjoy 7-2. And when people watch sports to be happy. That is why it normally doesn't. And we've all been through decades of not happiness.
Yep.
To be given a team that is so good that they cannot play particularly well sometimes and still win is a gift, and it disrupts people's happiness. And we know this. We all know this could be gone in an instant.
Yep.
This could be gone next year. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Somebody gets hurt. Somebody leaves. You know. And I think like the AJ stuff is disrupting everyone's joy in the Eagles team. You know?
Yeah. No. All I can say is, don't feed the media. We'll find a way to do our job. You don't have to help us do our job.
No.
You have to help us do our job.
No. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We had a different idea for today. Just pulling back the curtain, I had this whole other thing with the Eagles I was going to talk about today, and I sat down in the meeting and I exasperatedly said to you and to Jack, I said, we got to leave with the AJ thing, don't we? That's the real thing. You think, look, it's from a neutral standpoint, is it interesting? Sure, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. From a fan standpoint, it sucks.
Well, Anik, because it's been going on for 2 months now.
Right.
That's the real thing. It's like, oh, man, this thing is exhausting.
Yes.
I'm exhausted.
Yes. Don't talk about a friggin' Eagle.
I'm exhausted.
Yes. Yeah, stop going on Twitch.
I'd rather try to convince everybody Jalen's elite, man.
Yes. We have one of those fights again. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun?
I don't know. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
215-592-9494. A very interesting Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Woo! Big day on the show. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff, Jack. We have the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings coming up in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles have traded AJ at the deadline? No, at 79.2%. I know somebody who thinks that answer is yes. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Yeah, Ike, you know what I play, right?
The long game.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So I've been saying this stuff for a minute. And let me address something, too. And I hope I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, because I don't mean this in a, you know, personal. But Shady's a fraud, okay, sports-wise, okay? Now, Shady sits on his little show called Speakeasy with Acho, him, and the boy from the Green Bay,
James Jones.
And they just tear down Jalen because Shady Pillow talks with AJ. That's AJ's best guy out in the, you know, in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? So Shady relays the message back to Acho and Jones. And really, damn, that's what he doing? That's what he said? It is. So that's how Shady comes up with this thing of, no, AJ's fine, but he should have. Then he, all the scenarios that he drew up for other receivers, like the Chases and the Jeffersons and everything, the one question that he couldn't answer or give you, what is the result of those guys getting those numbers?
Well,
do they end up winning?
Well, okay. See, this is not necessarily true. Like the Minnesota, there have been plenty of, I hear you in a lot of ways. But to say that you can't have a receiver get a lot of yards and the team win is not true, right?
Well, like, name me one that did. Name me one.
Well, you're going to – the Minnesota Vikings won 14 games last year.
Dog, I'm talking about a Super Bowl championship. Everybody can win games, Spike. That's what teams – I don't know if you know this.
Stop. Coaches, don't. Okay, don't. Right. No, stop. I'm going to put you on hold. We can have a conversation. Stop. We can have a conversation without you belittling what I just said. So you don't have to put me in my place every time I disagree with you. I do not think that it precludes a team from winning a Super Bowl if a wide receiver gets catches and yards. A.J. Brown has 30. Now, I think it could be because of A.J., but A.J. Brown has 30 catches, 32 catches or something for like 380 yards. The Eagles could certainly succeed with a receiver having more catches and more yards than that. That's not, it's not true to say otherwise. Like, it just isn't. Tyreek Hill had plenty of success on the Kansas City Chiefs catching passes, right? Did they not?
Yeah, you're proving my point, but continue, please.
How am I proving your point?
Because here's what my point is this here, Spike, is that what defensive coordinators do in the playoff, not the regular season, they look to take away what you do best. So all the things, them numbers that they was compiling during the regular seasons, when they defensive coordinators start focusing on taking away that, most quarterbacks don't know how to go to something else because they're so used to getting – what they wanted. So my point to you is this here is when you making your main thing to make receivers and everybody happy, you're taking away what the main thing is, and that is to get the win.
But you are saying something. You are saying something different than I am saying. You are saying, so, you know, you hold on. You are saying they shouldn't just force it to somebody to make them happy.
But that's
not what I'm saying. Rob Gronkowski had plenty of catches and plenty of yards for the New England Patriots. They won. You know, like this is not, and they didn't win the Super Bowl with Randy Moss, but they were undefeated and in the Super Bowl. Like you can win games in the regular season and in the playoffs with a good wide receiver. Now, your point, they will look to take it away for sure. But like that does not preclude the team from throwing the ball and getting their receivers catches and yards.
This is why when the OG comes on, you should just let me cook Listen, here's my point is this here. As Shady was telling us all about how you distribute this, AJ can get 10 catches. You can give Devontae this and that. If a coach is sitting there making that his main thing, you're not going to win a Super Bowl.
I didn't say to make it the main thing. I didn't to have the best offense. Did the greatest show on turf get their ball to the wide receivers? Did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay. So it's possible. Stop saying these are two different things. They're two different things. The thing that you are saying is that they shouldn't disrupt everything just to make him happy. I agree. But the thing that I am saying is that what you're also saying is that you can't have a successful wide receiver on a Super Bowl champion team. It's not true. That's not a fact.
Not what I said.
Yes, because it is.
Devontae Smith. No, it's not. Devontae Smith is a successful
You just
wide
said, you just, no, I just I, told you, you said, that teams oh win God. With receivers getting numbers. You told me, give me a team that won the Super Bowl that did. I just gave you three. And how no, many more do you want?
Because you didn't. Is Ron Gronkowski a receiver?
Is what?
No, he's
Gronk,
not.
Gronk.
He's not
he's
a receiver.
Gronk's not a receiver.
Of course he is.
No. Oh,
well, technically,
God.
He's a tight end.
Yes,
but he was the Patriots' leading receiver.
He's a tight end, Ike.
And yes, what he is. Right, exactly.
So that ain't even my point. So that you wrong there. So don't say you gave me three. I told you to give. Let me see. My point is this here, guys.
Your point is you don't like AJ because he doesn't like Jalen. That's your point.
Listen.
Of course it's your point. Of course it's your point.
Ain't no emotions up in me. It ain't that. My thing with it ain't about AJ not liking Jalen. It's AJ not doing what is required for a team to have cohesiveness to be successful. He's not willing to do that. AJ quit on this team in 23 when he did not want to board a damn plane to go and help coach on the player that was taking his spot, which was Julio Jones. Okay, that didn't know the offense, that we probably could have won the damn playoff game in Tampa had AJ put his feelings to the side. That's all I'm saying. I don't get personal. What I do is I just look at the overall thing and what's better for us as the Eagles team.
And that what you just said there is different than what you said when you got on the phone. What you just said there is that AJ Brown's not doing the right things for the team to win. It's divisive. All this. I agree. We all agree on those things. That what you led off was that you said to me, "Give me receivers that top receivers that won Super Bowls." They did. You can win games with a receiver.
You have not given them to me. You gave me the Rams, right? And then you say Ron Gronkowski ain't no receiver.
But listen, OG, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Marvin Harrison, you got Jerry Rice won three Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Irvin.
My point is that they cannot not win. I'm saying to you that it's far and few. You look where you got to go to get that. You had to go to Jerry Rice, which was what? 30
that was 40
ago.
Years ago. Yeah, 30 right. years ago.
How many years ago was Tyreek Hill? Five?
No, it was way longer than five. But
well, Cooper Kupp won a Super Bowl.
Cooper Kupp won a Triple Crown winner. Yeah.
Calm down. A blind squirrel.
Just because you're getting cooked. We got you in a corner. We got you in a corner.
But the point is this. A blind squirrel will find a nut here and
there's
there.
Nuts all over the
there's
place.
A bunch of nuts.
We have our hands full of nuts.
So many nuts.
Whoa.
See, this is what I'm saying.
And we're snacking on them.
And the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year with A.J. Brown.
Yes.
Top right, five receiver.
He didn't play that role, did he? He wasn't a top five receiver last year, was he?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nah.
And my point is this here, guys.
I don't know what your point is anymore.
Yeah, and God bless AJ. You know what I'm saying? But this is not the city for him, bro. And I've been trying to say it. Y'all don't want to hear it. Who can't win without AJ? That's what James Jones. The slick hair. TJ Houshmandzadeh, who never won a damn thing. And I mean, an egg tossing contest. Come on, you really cannot win a Super Bowl without AJ. So,
well, those are two wide receivers, also. So, yeah.
Yeah.
James Jones and TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Right. Listen, yeah. I got a segment called Expose the Pros.
Nobody cares.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Yeah. Expose the pros, and I'll do it every time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I just did. And Spike want to get all in the way of what I'm trying to do. You got to let me land my plane,
no,
Spike.
No. That's not how this
Justin,
show works.
Justin, I'm sure, lets you land a plane all the time. But on this show, there's accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin lets you take all
the time. Justin's got the big headphones on and two lights.
Justin's like, I agree.
Yeah.
Make a lot of sense.
There he is. OG Wade. I haven't gotten mad at OG Wade in a while.
Yeah, that was a quick one.
Yeah.
No, it's day three of the fast.
Day four. Day
Are you
four.
Fasting again?
Yeah, but I've been pretty good, right?
Yeah. I didn't even know you were. I didn't know.
And you're grinding through a little back issue, too?
A little grinding through a back issue. I am grinding through a back issue. Yep. It's my flu week.
When'd you start? Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay.
That's when I usually start.
It is Wednesday.
I know, but I'm doing pretty good.
Well, today...
Yeah, I know.
We'll see what tomorrow looks like.
I didn't eat my little snack of olives, though.
Oh, man, no olives?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I forgot them. They're in my bag.
Damn.
You know, you might want to go on a food fast.
Yeah, right into this.
You certainly don't want to go on a loving fast. No. It's good exercise, you know? Yeah, it's good for you to it's high impact, but short.
Yeah.
It ends pretty quick.
Yeah.
High interval training?
Yes. Blue Chew will help you with your high interval training.
There we go.
Get you performing top of the line. You want their chewables instead of the other ones, which are pills, because the chewable is easy and simpler. You don't need a glass of water by the, you know, at your, what's it, your...
Like the bed?
Yeah, you don't need a glass
nightstand.
Of water. Nightstand. There you go. The chewables from Blue Chew, they want to make you perform better than you've ever performed.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew can help it happen. They don't want you to have to go to the doctor. We hate going to the doctor.
Mm-mm.
You got it. You call up. You're like, when's the next appointment? When? What is it, November right now? They're like, February 2nd. You don't have time to wait to February 2nd. Mm-hmm. You also don't want to have that awkward conversation. Blue Chew, you do it all right on the website, bluechew.com. You don't want to have to wait in line at the pharmacy. Nope, not with Blue Chew. They ship it to you in a discreet...
Hard package.
There you go. And it's all made and shipped here in the U.S. of A. Jack?
No tariffs.
There you go. Your first month is going to be free with Blue Chew. Free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Woo. Whew, what a deal. How do you do that? You go to BlueChew.com, and when you're checking out, after you meet with their medical professional, it takes 10 minutes, something like that, you use code 94 at checkout for your first month free. That is code 94 at checkout for your first month with Blue Chew for free, and then you can...
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Chew it and do, y'all.
That's too much country. If we're going to have three...
I was going to say, there's another one.
Yeah, if we have 330 country, we can't do the Blue Chew country.
So we still in on 330 country?
Oh, fine. You went a little too far today, and you know you did.
The fans are chanting.
Yeah.
330 country.
Yeah. Be careful. Give him an inch. He takes a yard.
He definitely does.
Yep.
Phil Blue Chew read?
The It's time for Eagles Insider of the Year. Eagles Insider of the Year, a power ranking sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Here we go, Jack.
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Woo!
What a week for Eagles insiders. What a week. Now, Elliott said earlier he feels like his spot might be slipping a little bit, but he's done pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty woe is me from Elliott.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And then pathetic. You guys had to force him to claim the video as informative.
Or his thing on the fourth down.
Yes, the fourth down thing.
Well, we had to clear that up.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was like he didn't want to go there. Yeah.
Yeah. That was insane.
Well, he never does. You'll notice with Elliott. He never does an I'm told.
Never.
Or sources.
Right.
He just says it. And that
he said informed speculation.
We have to decipher whether it is an insider report or it's just your opinion. We have to decipher.
And then he laid out I haven't listened in a couple weeks.
Psh, liar.
My ass.
Yeah, we got to start posting them and tag him in.
Yeah, yeah, you're number five this week, pal.
Yeah, wow, you just blew it.
Whatever.
He is number five. Also, ESPN back tonight at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8. Go Birds Evenings, ESPN as we call it. I believe his guest tonight is Shil Kapadia.
It is Shil Kapadia.
Got Shil in the building?
In the building. They got him to leave his podcast.
Right, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So here are the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Number five, as Jack mentioned, Elliott Shore Parks. I still think it was a good week for Elliott. Elliott did have, before Nick Sirianni said it today, what happened on the fourth down play.
That he said was informed?
Was informed. I believe it was.
Now, was it sent with a worm tinge?
Well,
that's my concern with it. Was that doctored?
My thing is, how's it informed? Like, who did he get that from?
Like,
I didn't break it down for him and tell him what happened.
He said I was told.
Yeah, but who was the source?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yes.
Is it maybe a certain department or is it a coach? That's the big question.
It's a good point.
Thank you. Because if it's from a certain department, it could be wormed up.
Now, he was sitting next to Tanner McKee last night.
Oh, you think old Scoops McKee?
Yeah, Scoops.
Scoops McKee. Well, the funny thing about that,
yeah.
I don't want to delay this. I don't know. Nick would not have explained that the way Tanner McKee explained it. So let me say this.
Oh, okay.
Because... that's giving away
stuff.
Yes.
Right.
If you're basically saying, this is what we adjust to doing based on what the corner is doing.
Then it tells the corner how they should act.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why Nick didn't go deep into how they arrived at the deep throw.
Well, that's what's interesting, too. And it goes into the corner showing what he's doing just shows how good those receivers are. Because normally they would want to disguise it. Mm-hmm. But what they're thinking is... look, this guy's good. I got to get a step here. And that's why
they want to stop him from getting a slant.
Getting
the
slant.
That's it's the easier throw.
Yes. And if I stand over here, that becomes more difficult for me. So the corner's sort of in a no-win situation there.
Yep.
So at number five is Elliott Shore Parks. Tied for number four is Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer had the report that Jaire Alexander was stepping away from football. A tie at number two. So both of these guys are tied at number two. Tim McManus and Jeff McClain for asking the difficult questions to make Nick Sirianni crazy today. Now, look, the goal is to not make Nick Sirianni crazy, but the goal is to not go in there like a coward, you know, just looking for a quote for your story. The goal is to get the answers, and sometimes that requires repeated questions and to go back and forth.
Yeah.
And Tim McManus and Jeff McClain did that today.
Tim set it up. Yeah, by initiating the question, and Jeff hadn't been this sort of bullish in a while, man.
He jumped, blood in the water.
Yeah, he jumped in there and wouldn't let up.
Well, and especially after, you know, they try to, you know, loosen him up with calling him McClain and ha ha ha, I'm Sirianni.
Yeah, McClain. Where'd all that go this week?
Yeah, no.
There's no McClain.
Yeah. So the goal isn't to make Sirianni mad, but the goal is to ask the right questions, and they did.
Yes,
that.
They did.
And number one, his first appearance on the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings, Janky Rondo, the Twitch streamer.
Big scoops.
This dude's name has been said 100 times today. Yes. He certainly has gotten new followers today.
Absolutely. So congratulations.
Janky Rondo?
Janky Rondo.
Is that a play on Rondo?
I have no idea.
Right.
Twitch is a world that I'm aware of that I do not participate in.
Only thing I know about Twitch is the one kid that's real big. Kai Cenat.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's a lot of enormous big deals. Twitch streamers. Yeah.
Like guy.
Yeah.
I'm out.
The guy Show Speed or whatever. Is he the
I Show Speed? Dude,
yeah, I've seen that.
He's talking to PG?
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking PG, why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, I play for the team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was I Show Speed. I think he was at Eagles practice or something one day.
Oh, he was?
These guys are a big deal. They're a big deal. Play video games on the internet.
It makes me sick.
Making money. Is that like views, right? YouTube?
Yeah,
views?
Well, it's even different on Twitch. So on Twitch, it has this thing where if you pay money, you are a better member of the Twitch stream, which gives you different, you know, capabilities in the chat and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's
goodness gracious.
Get your little soup.
It's like YouTube, but it gives, you know, different monetizing opportunities. 215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Wednesday.
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, my dudes? What's up? Let me get serious real quick.
What's up, Boo?
Hey, Boo, how you doing? Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, I love the win last night. It just shows that we have camaraderie. People keep showing up.
Yes.
I mean, when you get, what's the name, almost 40 points from the bench. I mean, and we got a starter on the bench in Grimes. That's a beautiful thing. What's the name? Sixth man of the year for me already. Mm. I'm putting my vote in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get a little serious, and I'll finish with some foolishness. I love Arthur Juan Brown. I've been supporting him and backing him up, but this is just, it's getting childish at this point. I mean, he's taking himself out the equation. I mean, forget Jalen, forget Nick, forget Kevin. He in his own head now, and I believe he's rooted in his BS, in his beef. Last night, no, I agree with Ike, it wasn't inflammatory, but it's getting hotter because it's addition after addition. And the kettle, it wants to whistle at this point. I mean, he keeps highlighting himself. That's selfish. He's a grown man pouting. The strongest relationships is compromise and communication and keeping your business private. Because outside noise, what's the name, is detrimental to all the work that you could be doing in the house behind closed doors. You look at the Bulls, 6 championships, dominated their era, but you didn't know all the stuff that was going on until all that was over with. He got to chill out, man. He really do. What's his name? Because he's ostracizing himself, in my opinion. Now I'm finished with some foolishness real quick.
Yes, sir.
Spike, I'm not AJ. I'm not sensitive.
Uh-huh.
You could call it a fraud team like you did last year. You can call it a pity team this year. I'm different. That fuels me. That makes me want to work. That's why I keep sitting where I'm sitting at. See, you want to shout that you the champ.
Oh, we're talking about fantasy.
Yeah, we are. We're going there. I'm not finished.
Dude.
Because you like the 2010-2011 Mavs. You won the championship, then you sucked the next year. You like the 2021
No, we're,
it was
know,
a Mickey
we
run. Yeah.
We're the Warriors who you won like a championship, had a bunch of injuries the next year, and then we're going to come back and win another championship.
You've been talking for 3.5 hours, I think. Let me see.
Oh.
You like the 2026. Let me act like OG real quick. Yeah. You like the 2021 Rams. You won the championship. You're 5-12 the next year. You like the 2006 Cardinals. You won it. You're 78-84 the year after that. You a fraud. You are 54. Number 9. Agent number 9. That's who you are.
Pity slot
agent
in the league. Pity wow. slot.
The president's voice. When you say, don't you think? When you say,
make
you
a wish, say, Yoshi. That's your name. Make a wish, Yoshi, in Brewery Town.
It's gonna make me go on the waiver wire and work some more. Number 9. I love you, boo.
All
you
right.
guys have a beautiful day.
Right, love y'all. Make a wish, Yoshi.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, look, he has a pity spot in the league. It's true. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Ah, my favorite testy Philly coach moments.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Based on today's Nick Sirianni testiness.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We love testy.
Always.
215.
He's got to deserve to be testy today.
He did.
Yeah, it's a long day. Yeah. He's probably fasting.
Late night, didn't sleep.
He's probably fasting.
Yeah, he's probably fasting.
He's probably not. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.